We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Brought to you by IKEA, the Ike Juice Hotline, before, during, and after. You call, and you react, and here's how it goes. Go ahead, Ben.
Sunday at 6:57 p.m.
Oh. Ike, we just got the pick six off the Ike Juice.
Let's go!
We're out here, 2 for 20, 2 for 21 for Cisco Ike Juice all day, every day.
End of message.
That's what you do. You listen to the show.
Was that you? Was that him over there?
Was it? I can't tell. He ran through a wall when I was down there earlier. Dude, calm down, man. He's like, you can't be Super Bowl mode for 2 straight weeks. Maybe you can. Uh-oh. I love when multiple people call in. And you know what else I'm glad at? I'm wondering if we're going to get a bet. I was expecting we get a couple calls of being like, really, 7-0? We're losing? Nope.
Right. No.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, you never
Sunday
know.
Sunday at 7:58 p.m.
Hey, yo. Victory! And it's only halftime, 24 to what? We wasn't going to score. What on these punk-ass Vikings? What? They want to come to face my Rocky statue? I've been on Ike Juice all night, and I can't even talk right. But all I got to say is E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
End of message.
Yeah, Eagles got the ball. Ike, it would have been very easy knowing they were getting the ball to start the second half. Vikings punted. They get the ball to 20. There's 29 seconds left. And what does Doug do? He makes a throw to Ajayi, or he doesn't, but Nick does. He calls a throw to Ajayi, safe throw. Ajayi makes a play, followed by a pass to Ertz for 36 yards. Ajayi, another one for 13. You get a field goal.
Yeah.
29 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it's 24-7, and then you score coming out of the locker room. That's ball game.
That's ball game. And what's amazing is that for everybody that wants to say, oh, he's Andy Reid's clone, Doug Peterson is so good at managing a clock all game, but in particular with 2 minutes to go. They always have the timeouts. He always seems to know what he's doing. He makes the right calls. He knows when to run the ball or throw the ball to consume some of that clock. So Doug, again, just was pushing all the right buttons. Go ahead, Ben.
Sunday at 8:48 p.m.
Not only do we have a victory, but we have a Super Bowl!
End of message.
It's good lung capacity.
That's pretty good right there, yeah.
That might be a record.
He's not a smoker.
He is not. Or maybe he... Maybe he is, and that's what gives him the, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, you're right.
Take one of them big rips off of something. All right, what we got?
Sunday at 8:55 p.m.
Hey, Minnesota, we'll race you home. Go!
End of message.
Like, what is it like being on the other side? Because the only thing we care about is how we feel and the Eagles playing. But what were the Vikings feeling like? Because there were some fights late in the game. What are they feeling like today?
What was that, like a shot at me or something?
No, we know what it feels like to lose these games.
You came straight at me like, Ike, what does that feel like?
You dare? Yes.
You know what the Viking fans feel like.
Not the fans, the players.
Oh, the players?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know what it feels like to be at the game.
Okay. Now let me get back on track. Well, I mean, listen, it hurts. It hurts. And I think for them, that was a game that they were out of early.
Yeah.
Right? So you go into that locker room at halftime, you're down 24-7, you come back out, they score on a flea flicker, 31-7, strike up the band, the buses starting to warm up. Now it's more or less, let's get out of here without embarrassing ourselves any worse. And, you know, that game was over with early. I hadn't been in one of those. You know, I was in, we were in just about every game, every one of those conference championship games.
Atlanta was a later touchdown, which sealed it.
Right.
But that was a game right up until pretty deep into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and even the Carolina loss, well, we only scored, what, 3 points?
14-3.
Yeah, it was still 11-3 for a while there, I believe.
The game was still right there. All you needed was one play to get back in the game.
Yeah, but so that was still a game for a while there. So, that game was just weird because as Eagle fans, I don't think we were expecting to be relaxed in the middle of the third quarter.
Not like that.
Right?
No, I was prepared for another gut wrench.
Dude, you know I leave, right? I leave in the third quarter. Depending on what the score is, how tight the game is, I may stay a couple series into the third quarter, but I leave because I got to go do the post game over at NovaCare,
right,
for the Eagles website. So I'm leaving after, you may have saw the tweet last night about me hugging and high-fiving everybody in the press box. That was after the Torrey Smith touchdown. Yeah, that was after the flea flicker. Yep, ball game. See y'all in Minnesota. 31-7. I'm headed out to head over to NovaCare, and there were people leaving with me.
To get in the street and celebrate, probably.
Or just go back to the parking lot, hang out in the parking lot, and watch the rest of the game there.
Yeah, why not?
Dude, speaking of that.
It was. I'm not saying the stadium emptied out early, but there were some people getting out of there early.
Sure, why not?
I was out on Broad Street after the game. The Vikings team bus came out of the stadium, and I don't know whose idea this was. They drove up Broad Street, so they had to drive through every intersection with all the Eagles fans pelting them with beer cans and celebrating and lighting fires and stuff. How painful did that have to be? It was like a 30-minute drive through all those intersections with Eagles fans in them.
Yeah, I guess they were trying to use the Waze app or something, and that's where it took them. I don't know, but if you're the Vikings, if you're on the Vikings, they don't have a quarterback under contract except their fourth stringer for next year. You don't know what this team's going to be.
Yeah.
Who's their quarterback next year? Is it Sam? Is it Teddy?
Maybe it's Nick.
Is it? Who knows? Who knows?
Could be Nick Foles.
What do you got, Ben?
Sunday at 9:30 p.m.
I got a little ditty for you guys. Your skull, your skull. The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
End of message.
Creative Ike.
Great job, Ben.
What's next?
Sunday at 10:28 p.m.
Man, Ike, we out here at City Hall. We've been sipping on that Ike juice all day long. This 11 a.m. We got 2 weeks Ike juice all up in our system. Ain't nothing else. The Patriots don't know what's about to hit them. They not about that. Like, dude, we out here, we climbing street signs, we climbing statues. We want Brady. He's not on that. Like, dude, he's on that TB12. Dude, and that's light work.
End of message.
Well, there we go. That's it, Ben?
One more.
All right, let's do one more.
Today at 5:10 a.m.
Uh-oh.
I can't sleep. I'm about to get some more of that Ike juice and just call out to work tomorrow.
End of message.
Well, sir, it was actually today, and I hope you did call out of work because it was 5 o'clock in the morning. Get space for all your favorite outfits with 20% off all hems, chests, of drawers at IKEA January 24th through February 11th. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com for more details. IKEA. Make the dream yours. So there you go. I had said something, when you talk for a living, and I've been lucky. I haven't really gotten into trouble for saying a whole lot of different stuff here. But when you talk for a living, a lot of people say stupid things and get fired or get suspended or get put in trouble. I didn't do anything like that. But one thing that I did do, at some point, I said if the Eagles win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles as the quarterback, I'd get his image tattooed on my back.
Well, that's going to be nice.
Around my shoulder blade. And I have a hairy back. I don't look good with my shirt off. So they would have to get the trimmer, the skull shaver, and do the back shaver.
Yeah.
And then I would need to get it. So that, hey, I hope it happens. You imagine? I don't have one tattoo on me. I'm not a tattoo guy.
And you're going to get
Nick Foles' face
Nick
on my
Foles
back.
Nick Foles' face on your back. Speaking of Nick Foles' face.
Yes.
Nikki Six, when you come to do the press conference after a big conference championship win and you're on your way to the Super Bowl, I mean, bro, the T-shirt with the glasses and the hat. Boy, that was a bad look last night.
Did you say suit?
I
know number five would have been up there.
Even if you don't have, even if you don't have a suit on, just don't wear the glasses.
Yeah, what?
Listen, you know. I'm looking at that press conference and I'm like, that's my quarterback. That guy right there is my quarterback right now. That's the guy that's going to take down Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
The starting quarterback for your NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Foles.
Yeah. Let's make some noise.
Come on. He did it in
He did it again. He did. He couldn't help himself last night. He did it again.
I got to tell you, like, I felt so good for
the
him.
Post-game celebration.
Doesn't he just seem like...
Why didn't they let Carson Wentz speak?
I was wondering if they were going to go to him. I'll tell you what. It would have seemed weird and almost disrespectful. Are you talking about Terry Bradshaw?
Yes.
It wouldn't have been right, in my opinion.
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, he had a big reason to do with this team's success. I don't think he would have wanted to do it.
Why not?
Well, because he didn't play in the game.
Okay, but you can still talk about the team going to the Super Bowl. I mean, he played in 13 of the games. Not like he went out in week five.
Do you think they asked him? I bet they asked him, and he maybe didn't want to be.
I'm trying to think. T.O. was on the stage, and I think he spoke.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, my point is that I'm not saying Nick is not getting his day, but one of the last people that, I mean, no offense to Chris Long, I would have rather heard from Carson Wentz than to hear Chris Long.
That, and again,
you know what I mean?
It's like, not disrespectful to Chris Long, but I thought there would be, you hear from, Chris Long's a good story and a big piece of his team, but there are a lot of other guys that I thought you were going to hear from.
Exactly, and again, there's no offense to Chris Long. He's been wonderful.
We're big fans.
He's been wonderful this year, but he's a one-year player here.
Was Terry Bradshaw bundled up, or did he eat Terry Bradshaw?
Man,
did you notice that?
He's out there singing the fight song, and I'm like, dude, shut up. Nobody asked you to sing the fight song,
yeah,
man.
That was weird. And then he tried to stop it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't start it and then stop it, Terry.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, I wish they had an interview with Carson. He was up there. It would have been nice to hear from Carson and how the season ended and the team going to the Super Bowl. I don't think that would have took away from Nick Foles and what he did last night. Did Doug speak? I know Jeffrey Lurie spoke.
He did.
Doug up there.
Started off with Jeffrey, went to Doug.
It wouldn't have taken away from any of those guys. I wanted to hear from Carson, quite frankly. I mean, he's a big part of why we were there last
night. Did you see the TV shot of him smirking?
Hold on. Did this guy play 13 games? Did he play 3 games?
He was the MVP? Leader with Tom Brady.
He played 13 games in the season.
Did you see the smirk he had after the flea flicker?
Yeah, like he called it.
Yeah, like he's like, I knew that.
I told
work.
You I was gonna work.
Yep, he's so cool, man, isn't he? Sitting over his cane.
Yeah,
man, I
gave
love that
Doug,
guy.
They gave Doug the dap last
he's
night.
He's like the coach over there.
He's not looking to take anybody's shine. I, as an Eagle fan, wanted to hear from him.
Well, you know,
I wanted to hear from him.
The thing about Carson is when you know what you are, you don't even worry about things like that. You don't worry about someone taking a job or whatever. You're supportive.
He's not worried about that.
No.
Not worried about that.
I just wanted
to hear from him because we hadn't heard from him. I think the crowd would have went crazy had they put him on the mic to say a couple words.
They would have.
I'm
You're
telling
right.
you, I think T.O. spoke. I think T.O. had a couple words up there with Dalk and Don and Andy and Jeffrey Lurie.
You saw Don last night?
And by the way, T.O. should have had a word up there. I mean.
Yeah, he was doing historic things.
Yeah, he was. He should have been up there.
All right, I now agree with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have mind hearing from Carson.
You saw Donovan last night?
I did.
How's Five doing? Did you talk to him?
Oh, I didn't talk
to him. You just saw
him? Yeah.
Suit? Or was he casual?
Oh, he was casual.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was casual.
Good for him to be in town.
Yeah, he should have been here.
Big win.
And didn't do anything to take away
attention. I can tell you this from talking to Chad and seeing your reaction and knowing how you feel about this team and this organization. A proud moment.
Oh, yeah.
A proud moment for the alumni and the former players of the team.
Should be. I don't know how you can't be proud of what these guys have done. The way I look at it, if you played here long enough and this is the team you sort of identify yourself with and your career with, it's no different than a university you attended that you feel proud after you left there, and those guys go on to do great things. I want to see this organization win. You know, I'm in my post life. There's nothing that I can do to change what happened in my career. And I don't care how much I wish on it, how much I reminisce on it. It's not going to change what happened during the time I played. So I don't worry about that. I'm in my post-career and in my new career. This is great for us.
Oh, this is the best for us.
This is great. I want this team to win a Super Bowl. This city deserves a damn Super Bowl. It just does.
All right, so
deserves this place amongst the other Super Bowl-winning cities.
Amen. God, you're so right. Ike.
And we're going to tear this up in 2 weeks. We're going to tear this up. Boy, I'm telling you. Woo! We're going to tear it down.
Ike, we set the tone. There's
not going to be enough Crisco in the Delaware Valley. Not going to be enough.
Fletch actually said something like that after the game. We'll play that in the way Fletcher does it, by the way. And he's going to be here with Ike at 7 o'clock. Brandon Graham at 6. And we'll take your phone calls, 888-729-9494. Ike, we said it. You worry about getting home field first. You worry about that first playoff game. You worry about the NFC Championship game. They have one step left. And I feel much better about it right now than I did a couple weeks ago, that's for sure.
Hold on, pinch me. Pinch me real quick. Yep, it's real.
It's real.
We're going to the Super Bowl!
No! We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.